friends. 519 Culture is your local gifting service and online shop. Support your favorite businesses in the 519 area. Online shopping is easy and convenient at 519culture.ca. Send a gift of local love today.
Welcome to the Hello, Hello World podcast with me, Candace Mullard. Just a reminder for everyone to like and share and subscribe and comment on the podcast and the episodes I put out. You're overwhelming with support. I can't thank you enough. Keep doing what you're doing and keeping me relevant. Thank you. On today's Local Business Love episode, I am chatting with Miss Khadija Brady. Khadija is a proud realtor serving Windsor Essex community and working for Coldwell Banker. If you're looking to invest in a new home or to sell your current property, she is the woman to contact. I know you're going to learn something from this episode. Grab yourself some water and thanks for listening.
My phone was going off. Okay. Good morning. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. I have a very good friend of mine. I'm so happy to have her on my show, Miss Khadija Brady. She is a real estate agent for Coldwell Banker. And this is my first real estate agent I've had on my show. So a first for me. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It's a first for me as well.
Yeah. I speak often about Instagram friends and finding people through social media, and you are one of the few that I've actually met and connected with in person, and I will never take that connection for granted. We've developed quite a friendship, and I appreciate everything about you all the time.
Oh, you're the best. It was an amazing meeting, and likewise, it was connection at first sight.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely are meant to be friends. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
So I'm always really interested in real estate agents as far as, you know, you see signs and you see so many faces, so many people have this as their business career. So, you know, I first want to get this out of the way and know, how do you in a business of this sort, how do you stand out? Like what makes you, you know, what would make us want to come and see you as opposed to the a lot of the other agents around?
That's a good question, Candace. You know, I would say just because, you know, when you are just true to yourself and authentic, people see that. And I'm a true believer of the vibe, you know, you can definitely sense it. You can feel the connection when you're speaking to another person. And I try to stay true to myself. I try to stay as authentic and transparent as possible and just build a connection with people. You know, I say this often, I'm not one to chase transactions in any field of work, especially in sales.
Yeah.
I really look forward and I really look to building connections with other humans. Once you build connections, then everything just falls into place. You know, if it's meant to be, it will be. If you have to force it, then maybe you would have to just redirect your approach. Right. So I try my best just to be me, and I cannot be me. I can't fake it. You'll see right through me.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think that's it, is just be true to yourself. Be who you are. Don't try to be other people. Don't try to, you know, be who you're not, because it's definitely going to show and the other person will definitely feel the, you know, non-authentic self. So I guess that's what I do.
So the connection is what you would say is the most important, what sets you above the rest would be.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to be above the rest. I'm really just trying to be myself.
Yeah.
Whoever I connect with, right? Like whoever I want to work with, people I connect with. The worst transactions or the worst part of this all is to be working with somebody that there's no vibe. It feels forceful. It doesn't feel authentic. It doesn't feel real for neither party. Right. And I wouldn't want that, and neither would they. So I try my best just to feel it from the get-go. And usually it's a pretty positive experience for both parties. So, yeah.
So what is it? what does it entail to be a real estate agent? It obviously is may need to be have that connection, but you know, what is it that you do on a daily basis?
Well, nowadays there's so many real estate agents, right? Because right. You just hear the market, everything is selling, let's become real estate agent and you're rich from one day to another. That's not correct. That's not entirely true. There's a lot of behind the scenes grind and hustle that's unseen and unspoken of. You know, it's you have to go chase for your business. It doesn't come handed to you on a silver platter. You really, really have to work. So for instance, my routine is waking up on a daily basis, setting up a routine for myself, a schedule. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I feel more productive. You know, I wake up, I get my workout out of the way to kind of just reset my brain. I research, I read, you know, I just try to connect with my old connections, make new connections, get yourself out there in the world, in the city where you live, where you're working. And, you know, just, it's not handed to you. It's definitely a hustle and a grind on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Being, you know, being available for your clients, answer your phone is the most important thing. You know, so many people don't answer their phones and then people are just so quick to move on, right? Mm-hmm. So I always answer my phone.
Yes, you do, actually.
I do 7 days a week. Maybe not 24 hours a day, but for sure 7 days a week. Yeah.
So it's, I know, I what I've gotten out of, you know, our connection is that it's not just a real estate agent isn't just somebody who sells a house or finds a house for you. It's so, so much, much more than that. Way more than I ever anticipated of a job that than it is. So
absolutely. It's definitely not as easy as it seems to be.
No.
You know, and it's not a job where you get paid every day, every week, you know, biweekly, you don't
right.
get, you know, but you really, really have to work for it. It's not that easy. And sometimes, it can get you down because you can work so hard and have nothing, but just know that everything that you do on a daily basis eventually pays off just like anything else, right?
Yeah.
You have to show up every single day for yourself and for everybody else that's, you know, looking to you to and for answers or just sometimes it's just silly things, right? But that's what makes you stand out. Right? You'll have people calling you all hours of the night. Hey, can you check this for me? Can you check this for me? Even if it doesn't go anywhere, you still have to do it because that's what sets you apart.
Well, I think what sets you apart is that you put yourself first and you just said it. You have to take care of yourself first because if you don't, you can't, the machine doesn't work properly if it's not oiled properly. So you're very much, I mean, selfless. However, you do put yourself first in the sense of, you know, like you said, you do your workout, which ties me into my next question. Mm-hmm. I know you haven't always been a real estate agent. Let us know what your first passion was.
My first passion is fitness. So I've been a certified personal trainer for 16 years now. Makes me feel so old, but truly not. For quite a long time. So that's my first passion. And it all ties into whatever I do because it's building relationships again, right? It's that human connection, helping people, whether they want to, you know, lose weight, gain muscle, lose fat, just become mentally, physically healthy. Mm-hmm. Same concept as helping people find a house and sell a house. It's also the biggest asset of their life, right? So it kind of all blends together.
Mm-hmm.
Relationship so, building.
Yeah, exactly. It's all, that's the foundation of it is the relationship building. So your fitness journey, has it, what made you kind of broaden or move down the road to real estate from, oh, I know the answer, but let everyone know why.
Well, you know, fitness in the other side of fitness, there's the sales aspect of it, right? You work for a company, you sell personal training to help people get to their goal, whatever they may be. So, you know, I was really blessed and really good at that in the sense because people, again, saw through me that I really cared about their health and their well-being and help them get to the final destination of their, whatever their goal may be, help them through their journey. So I thought, you know, I'm really good at this and I'm making a lot of money for other people. Mm-hmm. So why not take it up a notch and just get my license and sell bigger things and help people in a different way?
Yeah.
And really, that's what drove me to go to real estate, just work for myself and hustle for myself, and why not? So that's how I transitioned from fitness. But, you know, I'm still in fitness. I will can never give that up.
Right.
So I'm still licensed and I still train a little bit because that's my disconnect to reconnect, mm-hmm. in a mm-hmm. sense. Mm-hmm. You know? So yeah, it was an easy transition because what they teach you in school, they don't teach you how to be authentic, how to be just transparent, how to really help people, because it goes so much deeper than let's just write that contract, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, for sure it does. Well, for some, I don't believe that for all agents, it's the same.
It should be.
It should be. And maybe eventually you can expand into being an educator of this sort, an educator as to how to make connections and make mm-hmm. sure that you, and they're not just connections, they're honest connections. Like,
for sure.
You know, there's a difference between, you know, connecting in a sense of like you really care about what the person is going through, what they need. Like, you're very good at that. So maybe you're welcome. Maybe you may be teaching real estate 101 one day. I don't see it as something that's too far gone in the future, because you were put here to teach people how to act right.
I hope so. I'm still learning that sometimes, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, for sure. You always, you know, I'm not a negative person, but I find, you know, when I do speak to you, if I say anything, even the slightest bit down, you always have some sort of rebuttal.
It's a different way to, a different way to look at things, right? Sometimes.
Girl, shut up and change your headspace. think a different way. You never tell me to shut up, but I know. So thank you for being, you know, so positive all the time. And I think it does set you above many others, because you do take that time for us to connect.
I try. And, you know, to be quite honest, people from the outside might say, oh my God, she's so positive all the time. But, you know, I'm not all the time. I'm also human. I have my downfalls, my down days, and I'm daily trying to become a better version of myself. So by trying to help somebody else, low key, it helps me too, you know, like everybody else's success is my success.
Yep.
So that's my fuel at the same time. So, you know, I think it all connects together at the end of the day.
Yep. Absolutely. It does. It makes you that much better of a person. And let's talk a little bit about, you're pretty well traveled. You don't like to sit in one spot for very long, maybe. you were not born in Canada, correct?
No, I was not.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about,
my journey.
Your journey. And like, what, you know, what inspired you from where you came from? Why do you think it led you to where you are, say what you're doing today?
Well, to be honest, you know, not many of those changes were a choice, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's just where life led me. So I was born in Casablanca, Morocco. I moved to Montreal when I was 13 with my family. And then met my husband now when I was 16, and his family's from North Carolina. So then I'm like, oh yeah, let's go there. So, you know, and we went there when we were 19, and then we ended up staying for 14 years. It was insane. Now that I look back. And then to sum it up, I wanted to come back to Canada, and not Montreal per se, although my mother and sisters are there, because it's so cold. It's too cold. And real estate is really expensive there.
Yeah.
So we kind of just picked the warmest part of Canada, and Windsor was it. So we, you know, we planned for a few years. We really, really worked hard, and we just packed our lives and packed the U-Haul and came to Canada about 3 years ago to Windsor. And here I am. pretty crazy adventure.
And at that point, were you a real estate agent when you were in the Carolina?
No, I wasn't. I was in fitness. So that's where my fitness journey started. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I worked at a gym. I had my own little spot for a few years. And I just said, you know, I can get a job anywhere because fitness is so, you know, it's all over the world. And I said, okay, well, let me start and take a leap of faith. And here we are.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Wow.
Sounds crazy, huh?
It just sounds inspiring because to pick up your whole life, even just back from, you know, you leaving your homeland, if you will, when you were 13. Yeah. And like you said, life took you in a different direction. May not have been your choice, but it certainly kind of set you up for being able to make those big life decisions and changes. Because I can't even think about moving in the same city because I get scared of change. So it's nerve-wracking.
It sure is. But you know, change is always scary because we get so comfortable and set in what we know, even if we're not happy, because we can kind of predict where it's going to take us. It's the same place it's been taking us.
Right.
It could be, you know, nowhere, or it could be further than when we were. So trust me, it was not the easiest. It was the hardest decision of my life, of all of our lives, me and the kids and my husband, but it was the right decision. You know, I've never been to Windsor before. The first time I came was with a U-Haul truck and it was like, okay, this is it.
We're here.
Yeah. Like, this has to work. So I refuse to believe it's not going to work. And, you know, quite honestly, when we were in North Carolina, it was okay. I mean, you know, that's where I had my children. That's where we had our first home. But I just knew that I needed something different for me and my kids. We needed, you know, it was just not enough, right?
Yes.
And I felt okay with that. But then I could have easily stayed and just been not miserable per se, but not as happy as I could be.
Right.
So then I said, you know what, this has to, it cannot get any worse. So it has to get better. I just chose to believe that. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, I mean, you know, you manifest things and they truly become, if you really believe it and if you really work at it, I truly believe that 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can make your life exactly how you want it to be. Is it easy? Hell no, it's not easy, but it's definitely worth all the trials and tribulations if you just don't give up. You just gotta go. Keep on going until you reach the destination. And to be quite honest, it was one of the best decisions. It was the hardest decision I made to come here, but we love it here. And it just worked out.
Perfect.
It really did. Yeah.
So
I'm thankful for that.
Yeah. I'm thankful you moved here too. Having a new friendship for sure. So, you know, if someone was, I think that's probably part of the advice you would give about selling a house is like the journey part, right? Making that leap and knowing that, you know, decisions, if you manifest them properly, are going to be for the better, for the benefit. But what's your advice to someone, you know, say looking to move or purchase a new home?
Well, you know, it all depends on the reason why they're moving, right? Do they want to move to something more accommodating to their family? Do they want to move because whatever the reason may be, it has to be the right reason for them, right? Mm-hmm. When somebody says, you know, when is the right time to move, Khadija? Whenever you feel it's right for you, to be honest, you know, whenever you feel it's right for you, because initiating change with ourselves is never easy, right? So it has to be a choice. Self-improvement has to be a choice, and we need to make it every single day. So it will feel overwhelming, but we just have to break the process into different doable steps.
Yeah.
Right. Start small.
Start small.
Start small, you know, like just remind yourself on a daily that you're just going to take it one day at a time, and then just make sure that that's the choice you want. And if you truly want it, you will get there with the right guidance and, you know, the right help. I must say, just surround yourself with likely people, positive people that are just going to help you get to the level you need to get to.
Yeah, so. And the market seems to be changing so often. Like, is there a good time? Say I was looking personally to sell. Like, is there a good time of year or a good month? Like, how do you, if somebody were to ask you for advice that way? Or is it just like you said, just go with when you feel is right?
Well, that, and also the market is changing, right? The market has changed drastically through the pandemic, and just it changes, it seems like on a weekly and a monthly basis. You know, it was such a huge seller's market for the last couple of months. As you can see, houses were selling way over list price, which was scary for buyers, and understandably so, because, you know, it was like a never-ending battle. There's 37 offers on a house and ridiculously priced. And, you know, sellers were happy, of course, because they got so much more on their house than they anticipated. And at this moment in the last couple of weeks with the interest rate just raising, rose 1%. And that's the highest raise since 2000, right?
Yeah.
So people get scared. Like, again, with anything changing, people get scared because we're creatures of habit. We get used to a certain thing. And anytime there's a new change, you know, everybody pauses and stops. It's the end of the world. So again, we're just going to have to readapt. The real estate market had to stop, had to cap with all this inflation that's happened so quickly. So now it's slowed down a little bit in the sense of, you know, we're not seeing 30 offers per homes anymore. We're seeing maybe a handful of offers, which is realistic. Things are going back to almost how they used to be. Easier for buyers to attain a house, you know, in the sense of pricing. I don't see it going down so much drastically, but I see it leveling out. We're still in the market of, you know, high demand and low supply. So there's still, that's still going to be for quite a while, but, you know, we just have to listen to the market and not for sellers, you know, now they're still going to expect so much more, but eventually they will adapt to realistic expectations. Which makes it a little bit easier for us agents, because now it's time to really put in the work to try to get our sellers the most. The market is not doing that anymore for us, right?
Yes, yeah.
And it's easier for buyers, too, to have a little bit more of a chance in the game. When you have 30 offers, girl, it's so hard. And I totally feel it for these buyers, and I feel so bad. But I'm kind of happy that it's leveling out a little bit, because everybody's going to have a little bit of a chance now. It's not as crazy. You know, they might not be as out there right now, but who knows? To be quite honest, nobody can predict anything, because there's people who get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to predict the interest rates in the market, and they don't even know 100%. So I can 100% say, yep, this is it, this is that. I can just give advice and, you know, follow the market as it goes, and definitely a change, which is a positive change in my opinion.
Yeah,
in real estate.
For sure.
They had to level it out because it was just going crazy, and it had to cap eventually, which it is. So we'll see where it goes in the next couple of weeks, but definitely slowing down a bit.
Perfect. That's good. Like you said, it's good for buyers or people looking to buy a house, not, you know, it's going to even out. I'm glad to hear that for everyone.
It's
there
much
you go.
Yes.
Yeah. Khadija has a website. I'll make sure I link it in the description of this episode, and I will definitely tag her on her social medias if you have questions or need a really fantastic just person to talk to. This woman is amazing. Before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot for a minute.
Okay.
You better answer that phone call, girl. You know somebody's calling you to sell a house.
It's my husband. He can wait.
If you could just shout out give some local love to some local business that we might need to follow, or maybe another agent, whatever you feel fit.
Yes. So I love this new spot called Pure Cafe on Cabana. That's our new date, by the way. And I just love to support local. So I love Chow Cafe. I love Tallulah's. What else? Salute. There's so many amazing local spots, and I would much rather support those people than the big chains. And honestly, the coffee is much better.
It really is.
It really is, right? So, What else? What else?
No, that's good. Is it Pure Fruit Cafe?
Yes.
Yes.
It's so beautiful. It's a French theme inside. Mm-hmm. So gorgeous. Amazing fruit cups and coffee. And it's just such a cool vibe.
Cool. Okay. That's awesome. Yeah. Speaking of French, you're a multi-language real estate agent. Speaking English, French, and
Arabic.
Arabic, yes.
Yes.
Right, of course. Yeah, so that's awesome. We're going to have our next date at Pure Fruit Cafe and speak French the whole time and drink coffee.
Yes, let's do it.
Yeah, this was awesome. Thank you so much for being a part of my whole journey. Like I said, a million times over, I appreciate our friendship and the connection, and I can't wait to go on our date.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I was a little nervous coming on this podcast. I've never done one.
I make you nervous?
At all. But then the minute it started, it's like we're at our date and having a coffee and chatting.
Yeah, exactly. I get a lot of, not to toot my own horn, but a lot of people say that, you know, the same thing. They were nervous, but I make people feel comfortable just like we're having a regular conversation, like just in general. So
I sure do.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks so much again. And I will chat with you soon.
Talk soon. Thank you so much. Have a positive day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Yay!